Everybody, welcome. Hi, it's the George Mossy Show. We're gonna talk MILF Manor and Love in Paradise tonight. In case you guys, we're late though, because these shows came on already. But we're gonna try to get back on track. But I'm waiting on the ladies to get here. So yeah, we're talking Love in Paradise, which is this. There's one more episode to go next week, and then it's over. So. See how y'all feel about that. He's not here, but Car's here. So yeah, happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good beginning of the week. I've had a crazy week. Oh, there's Dee Dee. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. Nobody would care,
They
right? No
can't,
one would
but
care.
nobody will care.
Exactly.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, how are y'all
I'm
doing?
good. I'm
All
good. So,
right.
are you excited to talk about reverse glory holes? Because
I
that's
don't
what we're going to be talking about, right? So, MILF Manor had an episode on Sunday,
know.
and there was a lot, right? Like, the new ladies have kind of dominated the house, and we're kind of watching the other women kind of crumble, right, under the pressure. And the date that Joey and Anthony won was body painting, but we've seen that in the past. That's not really new. What was crazy was this episode. First of all, there was a disclaimer on this episode, which I knew something crazy was gonna happen, right? So we did I was a little scared at first because when they were explaining the game, they didn't say what was going through the hole, right? Like, I was a little scared. I was a little nervous. I didn't know if I wanted to finish the show or not, but it was the reverse glory hole. And is it me, or is like that weird and gross to me? And also, the guys, when they put their butt, they then in turn put their face through the
Yeah,
same hole,
I thought that too.
right? Like, am I the only one who was like, that don't seem right? That doesn't seem sanitary at all. Like, no, like, I know it's your butt. Right, so I'm assuming you know your cleanliness level, right? It was just a lot for me. So I wanted to see, how you guys felt. I know this show is supposed to push the envelope. So Dee Dee, I know you're our resident Southern Georgia lady. So I wanted to know how uncomfortable did this make you feel?
Oh, that's almost like
Would you have wanted to participate in one of these games? Is this something that you would have ever done?
no,
Can you
no. I would
act?
have sat on the sidelines. Nope, there's no way
Can
possible.
you
No,
identify a man by his backside? No.
No, probably
Well,
not.
Barbie can.
No.
Barbie can. Barbie was really good at this game, right?
Barbie
She nailed it.
literally touched every one of them prior to this,
Well,
so.
yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. Well, of course, I mean, she's done stuck her tongue down everybody that's there, so,
Yeah.
Well.
and probably stuck her tongue somewhere else too.
Yeah. Well, Joey is the resident butt biter, right? So he didn't get to do the game that he wanted to do. I'm sure that he would have been able to know what butt belonged to what woman, but that talent was not needed for this episode, unfortunately. But this episode was a lot for me. I feel like they're always pushing the envelope. I knew when they put the TVMA disclaimer at the beginning, and I was like, isn't this already TVMA? Like everything that we've watched so far. So I knew that it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, Kelly is taking offense to Rebecca and how she came in and she's kind of dominating the house and she's showing interest in Connor. Well, basically any guy that Kelly had interest in, she has now competition, which is Rebecca, which is kind of funny because Kelly came in the same way. But now that another woman is doing it, she doesn't appreciate that. So we're gonna see next week where Kelly literally confronts her, and wants to know why she thinks it's okay for her to show interest in men that she's interested in. And I don't know how this is gonna go. I don't know if it's gonna get violent. I'm not sure, but it didn't. Kelly was the one that kicked Jamie out of the house. Remember, like when they found out that she had another girl, she had a boyfriend. Kelly's the one that was. The one that took the lead to have her out of the house. She's like, pack your
Yeah,
stuff, get out.
but Rebecca's doing the same thing that Kelly, what Kelly did to the women whenever she walked in there.
Yeah, exact same thing, but she just doesn't like the way it feels, right? Like, she doesn't like the way it feels to build a connection with somebody and then somebody to just come in and make that connection.
Well, you know what? Do unto others as you have them do unto you, okay?
Face I don't plug. Like Kelly, but I don't know what it is about Rebecca, but I don't like her.
Wait, really? You don't like Rebecca?
I do not like her.
I like her. She seems nice. I mean, I she's really pretty. You know, and I like Shauna too. I think Shauna's really beautiful. Shauna, I think she looks nowhere near her age.
Shauna seems very nice. Shauna seems very reserved. Shauna seems like she's there for the right reasons. Rebecca seems like she's just a hoochie and she's there for anyone that'll give her any attention.
Well, yeah, I do see that she really enjoys the attention from all the guys. And I think when you're a new girl, you know, she was the new girl in the house. Everybody was flocking to her and you could tell that she was really enjoying, you know, that attention from the guys. And Kelly did the same thing. Now, this is crazy because Kelly, when she was the new girl, all the guys were drooling over her and she really enjoyed it. And now she sees what the other women felt, you know, when she arrived and she's pissed off. I just don't know.
I wasn't a fan of Kelly last season. I'm not a fan of Kelly this season, but I really don't like Rebecca. I don't know what it is about her, but I don't like her.
Well, did you know?
We'll figure it out by next week. Okay. We'll figure it out, Cara, because usually when you don't like somebody, I don't like them. Yeah. And it's the same thing. If I don't like them, you don't like them. Yeah. So we'll figure it out.
Did you notice when Anthony tried to set up a double date with two different women in the same room? Like, usually, like, I've watched shows where men will try to like set up a date at the same time, but like at a different restaurant. I don't know if you guys watched the Miss Doubtfire movie, but that was a good representation of how you try to be two different people at the same time. And I was like, he's not even playing it off, you know, like maybe have dinner with one girl first and then have dinner or have a late night snack with another girl. He was trying to set up dinner with Lynette and then set up dinner with what's her name? Rebecca. Right next to her, right?
And I was said just it last like, time. I don't like Anthony either. I said it.
I don't like Anthony neither. There's something about him. Since he came on the show, there's just something that ain't right with him. Something's off.
I think that he's definitely a retired playboy. I get that vibe from him. Like, I feel like Joey, you know, Joey's body count number was the highest, and I think the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? I feel like Joey and his dad are close to being the same, right? Yeah. I feel like his dad is definitely one to play the field, play different girls at the same time. But the fact that he was trying to have them sit on each side of him like they were going to be sister wives was kind of wild to me. I was like, that's pretty bold. Like, I get that you want to make one dinner. Do that. Make one dinner, but then tomorrow night make the other one dinner. Like, don't make her feel cheap, right? And it kind of was nice to see Rebecca blew him off to go in the hot tub with Connor and David, you know. And it's nice to see, you know, hey, stop treating women like that, you know. Don't make it seem as though your plan A and plan B have to sit next to each other, right? Like, that's very degrading, and I felt like that was crazy for me. But I like that Rebecca walked in and chose something else. Good for her, you know. But like you said, Rebecca's kind of on the icky side too, right?
Yep.
I'm not a fan of many of them on the show this season, but I do like Lynette, and I feel very bad for her.
She seems.
I didn't think because her and Anthony, I mean, they went to the roofie room, like, and they've gone a couple of times. So, I mean, that is so wrong. I mean, if Anthony knew that there was a possibility of other women coming, and then they're there to meet multiple, you know, people and to, like, go around and see what everybody has to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? My brain just went blank, y'all.
What everybody
can bring to the table. Yeah. Why are you just going to automatically take one lady to the roofie room, but a couple of times at that? And then the night before Rebecca and Shauna got there, they went to the roofie room.
Yeah, I think that he tried to wife up too fast. Hi, the Diva Speaks. He tried to wife up too fast. And I think that's what a lot of people, their mistake was in the house. People were trying to buddy up together too quickly before you get to know everybody in the house. And then once you make somebody feel like y'all have that connection, you're supposed to stop entertaining other people. And you're only making the experience negative for you, because the whole point is to get to know a vast variety of people and see who clicks first or who has the most in common. And I think that when they, you know, he took her to the room like on the second day, you know? So now she feels like, well, we've slept together. So now we have a bond that everybody else doesn't have. So now she feels as though him entertaining other people is like she's being cheated on.
Right.
Because he made that, he made it seem like it was more than it was.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
These are more mature people, right? Like the younger generation, they sleep together with people and then it's not serious. They're not exclusive. It doesn't hurt your feelings as much. But like when you're more mature and you've dated, you've been around the block, this isn't your first rodeo, you don't want to put a lot of time getting to know somebody and then just to see them pick somebody right in front of you over you. I feel like as for younger people, that's easier to get over. The younger generation, they're just like, oh, we're not exclusive. They could be dating for 6 months. They're not exclusive. They can see other people. You know, they make those boundaries set early on. But the older, mature people, they're looking for a relationship, traditional relationship.
And that's an embarrassment. Older generation, you know, doing something like that. That is like, hands down, that's an embarrassment.
But it's like Burger King on Love in Paradise.
You sent me that. That was really good, actually. That was probably the best meme I've seen all
this
week.
Guy.
So
I'm not kidding. I can't with him.
So Love in Paradise, we got one more episode next week and then it's over. Yep. So we kind of watched everything fall apart, right? We saw Alex and Adriano, and she's now realizing, I mean, we realized it in episode one, but now she's realizing that this is not going to work. It's a dead end. It's like trying to walk through a brick wall. Right. So she's realizing that relationship won't work. And then we also found out that Annie has a ex-boyfriend that she was with like a day or two or three
before. But not before Kyle got there. She was intimate with him.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about that? Because at first I used to feel bad for Annie and I thought Annie was like, you know, getting taken advantage of or whatever. How do y'all feel that she was actually sleeping with somebody a week prior and she didn't tell Kyle what was going on?
A week prior, the day before he got there, George.
Wait, was it 24 hours before?
The day before, the night before he got there, she was intimate with him.
So it's kind of equal, right? Because wasn't Kyle doing an insemination right before he got to Malta? So it's kind of equal, right?
A couple of days before, yeah.
They kind of deserve each other, right? Like, they're both grimy people. They're liars.
Don't feel sorry for either one of them. They both nasty. Nope.
So the thing that came up on this episode was Kyle knew that she wasn't ovulating. So the pregnancy test and the morning after pill talk, he thinks that she might have already been pregnant when he got there. What do you think about that thought? Because he was like, well, why would you be pregnant if we know for a fact you're not ovulating? Because we do know a woman does need to be ovulating in order to conceive. So, and also taking that pregnancy test as early as she wanted to take it made no sense either. It wouldn't have shown positive anyway.
That wasn't a pregnancy test. That was not a pregnancy test. That was an ovulating test to see if she was ovulating. Yeah.
And it said that she wasn't, right?
It was a
very faint line. So that could be either she was coming into ovulation or maybe coming out.
Okay, I see. Well, do you think that it's possible that she was pregnant by the ex and she was going to try to... I don't understand what pinning it on Kyle would do, because Kyle has made it clear that he doesn't pay like child support for any of the kids. So I don't know what benefit that would be. Is it because the father would have an American citizenship, so the child would have an entitlement to that? Like, what would pinning the baby on Kyle do?
I personally think she slept with him and thought, ooh. And then, just in case, we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen, because that's disgusting.
Whoa.
So. I'm thinking because that's why she wants a relationship with him so bad. That's that if she did get pregnant from the other guy, then what Kyle's going to say in next week is she was wanting to plant that pregnancy on him.
But he's not going to offer any, like, financial assistance or
anything.
But
why would she?
Well, we know that, but she's dumb enough. She probably don't know that.
I don't think that she's trying to pin anything on him, or she wouldn't have asked for the morning after pill. Because that works. Yeah. I think it's 36 hours or 48 hours, something like that. So either way, even if she was pregnant with the other guy's kid, you wouldn't take that pill. Period.
Yeah, you're know, right. You're right.
No, I gotta disagree with you, Kara. For the first time, I gotta disagree with you. I think that she told him to get the after pill because she knew that he wasn't, because his main goal is to have a child or have what up to 1,000 children is what he's wanting.
Right.
I think that's why she didn't go buy it, because she knew that he would not buy it, because that's his goal, to have multiple children with multiple women.
I mean, that makes sense, but I feel like she got it and she took it. I feel like she
really,
yeah, I don't think she's pregnant. I don't think she wants to be pregnant. Well,
there was a rumor going around that she was with a baby in one of her Instagram posts, like a baby. So,
I just don't see it.
I think you're right. I'm leaning more with Kara. She met him in person and she had sex with him, and then she thought about what she did and realized, I don't want to be linked to this person for the rest of my life.
I was in the same room as Kyle Gordy, I would immediately go take a bleach shower without touching him.
Yeah, I would have to douche with bleach too, pure bleach. Yep. Probably add some peroxide in there too. Absolutely.
Well,
some baking soda, some vinegar, some bleach, all to me. Like, just in case.
Just to be 100% sure, right? Just to make sure.
Just in the same room. So,
just,
I mean,
breathe in the same air.
He's disgusting.
No physical contact.
Mm-mm.
So we found out from Alex that Adriano and Alex were out, and he approached a group of women and wanted to know if they wanted to have a threesome, right? And I think that we've been beating the horse with this storyline. I know that they want to really focus on he's obsessed with threesomes, but you think it's really that serious for him that every time they go out or every time they do anything, this comes up? Or do you think that this is more of production focusing on what's wrong with the relationship? Because I can't imagine, even people that do them, they don't do them every night. You know, like, this isn't an everyday thing. You don't go out to dinner and say, oh, your cousin should do it, or we should, that girl. And it shouldn't be every minute of every day of every outing of everything you're doing. So I'm beginning to think that he's not really as addicted to threesomes as they're trying to put it out there, but they definitely want to emphasize, you know, why this relationship isn't going to work. Because we know, obviously, when she leaves Italy, it's not going to work, right? We totally understand that, and I think that's what they're trying to emphasize.
I mean, he's a liar, and she's super gullible. He told her that's a yacht, and she believed it. So they're out on their fishing boat.
Obviously, that was a fish boat, okay?
Was there even room for any fish if they caught any? Like, where would they go?
Like, that's a small fishing boat.
That reminded me of a life preserver. Like, you know, if you're sinking, like one of the little boats, so everybody doesn't die. It reminded me of that.
It's called a dinghy. It's like
a dinghy. Yeah. I love that. That's what it was, a little dinghy boat. The smaller the boat, the less likely I'm going to get on it.
Yes.
There's no chance I would have gotten on that boat because it's just too small. See, a cruise ship, those are really big. You have to run into like a mountain to sink that, right? Like one of those, you hit a jet ski, y'all are all going under. You know, like I'm good on that.
Yes.
So Adriano said that he didn't really mean it when he propositioned her cousin. Well, he wanted to push her more so she would want to do it. And she's like, well, that's not going to work. I think at this point, her family is looking at her the way we're looking at her.
Yeah.
Like, so are you okay? Are you missing some screws? Like, why are you even still there? She should be on the first plane back home, because at this point, I kind of called him like a, what did I say on Twitter? An escort. At this point, he's basically just an escort. She's obsessed with the way he looks. She's a sex tourist, right? And she likes what she found on vacation, like a lot of women do. They go on vacation and they see these sex tourist guys, and they're just like, oh wow, I would love to have that. And then you realize it's not a feasible thing. Also, are y'all watching the UK version of 90 Day?
I haven't started it yet.
I would love to talk about that. So when y'all start that, let me know. so we can talk about it. It's a really good season.
Okay, like, I'm gonna start that.
It's because there's a lot of sex tourist stuff on there too. So I really want to get into that, but I'm gonna wait until y'all get caught up. There's like 5 episodes on streaming right now. Okay. The first time they had 3, and then it's a new one every week. So okay. I'm like on episode 3 now. So I'm not fully there, but once y'all get caught up, I would love to talk okay. about that because it, okay. it's good. Why would you want to be involved in an incestuous relationship? See, I don't know. The Diva speaks. I don't know. He says he wasn't being serious, but I honestly think he would sleep with anything with a pulse.
Yeah.
If it's 2 women and they both have a pulse, I think he's totally into it. You know, and it could just be
the opportunity to leave with her cousin same day. She had the opportunity. She said, I should be getting on a plane, but he planned this trip on this yacht. So I'm going to stay.
Well, she's like, she is, oh my gosh. And this woman is a, what do you call them? A psychologist? She's a psychologist?
Yes.
No,
she's a
no
doctor.
Thank you.
A form
no,
of a
thank
doctor.
You.
And that's what they always say. They say your psychiatrist has a psychiatrist, right?
Yeah.
Your therapist has a therapist. And it's so true. It's imagine she's giving you life advice on how to handle
no.
difficult situations in your life, and then you find out, you turn on your TV and you realize that your doctor is doing this. Can
yeah.
you imagine? I'll be like, can I get a refund and a referral? Because I don't want to go. I want to go to somebody who at least has half of their life in order, because if my life is a hot mess, I'm going to need somebody who can help me fix it, not somebody who can't determine whether or not she wants to be with the escort or not. Like yeah. I feel like that whole trip was a waste of time. This whole storyline was a waste of time. She knew it wasn't going to change. She knew that she couldn't. First of all, it was over when he said that he didn't believe in God.
Yeah.
That was the deal breaker for her, because she said that her kids have to be raised Christian. So that was already a deal breaker. And yet she stayed anyway. She stayed for the boat ride. She stayed to watch him do the same thing over and over. And again, I think a lot of it was production. I don't think that he was literally propositioning every woman on the island. I don't really believe that. I think that he has more common knowledge and sense than that. But I know that production wanted us to really see the severity of his, should I call it an addiction? I don't know if that's okay. Is it an addiction or is it just like an infatuation? Maybe it's
if that's literally something he can't live without, yeah, it would be an addiction. But I think this is all storyline bullshit. We are dealing with the Dollar General version of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
So.
The budget is just so low at this point. I feel like they're putting.
They don't even have a good background for the ITMs, you know? It's literally just a drop screen.
You're right. So Luke and Madeline, right? So they're basically at the, I think I said last time, they were hanging on by a thread. So she didn't deny having another man in bed, but she denied that they did anything. And I think that that's a red flag for anybody. You know, at this point, you should know if you're in an apartment that your boyfriend or fiance is paying for and you have a business that he's paying for, that you shouldn't have another man in your bed. And she was more so irritated that he didn't trust her. And I was like, can't really trust you if you got like random men in your bed. I mean, whether you did anything or not, it's still pretty serious that, and not just, you have parties and you are letting people that know your fiance see what you're doing as though it won't be brought back. So I'm just really confused.
He didn't even know about the parties. He didn't even know about the party. He didn't find out none of that until his friend told him.
Which I think he probably knew something about it. I can't imagine that I'm somebody's friend and I would wait until then to tell you what was going on. I feel like I would have told, if I had friends, I would tell my friends way earlier. Right? Like, I'm not going to let you get deeper and deeper into a bad situation. I think that they saved it for the show because it was good entertainment value. But I definitely feel like this relationship is never going to work because she's like 17 mentally, maybe 16. And he's not mature either, but I just don't see how they could have a mature relationship as two adults. They both have.
The only thing I took from their scene is they each gutted a teddy bear, put it on, went outside and argued. Then they went on a fishing boat. He says, get on, it'll be fun. She frowns. It throws her off the inner tube. And he's wearing a gold zipper clip-on earring. That's all I got from the whole thing.
There was
literally That's it.
There wasn't a lot to work with. Like, honestly, this whole episode, there wasn't a lot to work with. We're kind of pulling for straw.
I cannot unsee Nicole when I see her and I listen to her. All I see is Nicole. And also, Nicole posted a new picture on Instagram today. Not that this has anything to do with her, but guess who has braces again?
No. She has
She's
braces,
got braces again. So this is like 37 years of her 24-year life that she's had braces.
But she had them removed. Why do you get them put back on?
Yeah, she's got them again.
I've never heard of that. That is because after you have them removed, you just wear a retainer. You don't need
Somebody did comment that she had to have them removed to be in that beauty pageant and then had to end up having them put back on.
That is crazy.
I didn't know they would remove them just because you wanted to. I thought they were in for a certain amount of time.
But like, all of the other comments were like, how many freaking years, how many lives do you have to wear this?
Well,
unless they couldn't afford them, because, you know, if you can't pay for them, like make those payments on them, they'll take them off.
Really?
Yeah.
They just
if you pay for those payments, they will take your braces off.
I thought they just didn't.
But I thought, like, it's a medical thing. Like, once it's in, it's in. I didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know that. That's crazy that they'll just remove them. Like, that's.
You can't make that monthly payment. The braces will get removed.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. I mean, it could be very possible because they were all over TV and now they're not.
Yeah.
So maybe she had to have them taken off, and now that she's got some money, she had them put back in. That's crazy. And doesn't that like go backwards in progress? Because the longer you have them in, the more it shifts your teeth, and then the longer you have them out, the more your teeth can shift back to where they were, because that's the point of the retainer.
I don't know. She always has. So whatever she's doing isn't working.
Oh, my God. Ms. Donna, yeah, they repo braces.
I didn't know that. Okay, so Madeline apologized to Luke right at the end of their little boat ride trip. And he seems to think that he wants to try to make it work, which, you know, whatever. It is what it is. He only has a certain amount of time left with her. And so when he really, really runs out of money, she will disappear. You know, she will find the next guy if she hasn't already done that. You know, the guy
who
was...
You know that she's done that. She's a call girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I did get escort vibes. I did.
100%.
From, like, the first episode, I was like, I'm getting escort vibes. Like, I don't know why... I don't know her. If you're watching this, I'm sorry, but I did get escort vibes from the beginning.
Not sorry. I saw the same thing, and I am not sorry. If you don't like it, then don't be a whore.
She is a Jasmine 2.0. I mean, she's making Jasmine look good at this moment. I mean, because there is no way that man is paying for everything that girl's got, and now he says he's poor. I mean, look at her. Look at her apartment. Her apartment made Jasmine's apartment look puny. I mean, yeah. Come on now. And her vehicle. We can't even afford that in the United States.
That was a very nice, newer model BMW, right? Yeah. Like, that wasn't anything 10 years old. You're right. Her apartment was very luxurious for where she lives. Her car was beautiful. And
an infinity pool on the balcony.
Yeah.
She clearly has different streams of income, right? Like, because we know that her nail salon isn't pulling in any money. It's actually costing her money. So, yeah, she's not a dumb girl.
Yeah.
As much as we want to say she is, she's got money coming in from different places. And Luke's money might be gone, but that doesn't mean that her streams
of
money...
And, I mean, I'm sorry. He was bragging. Excuse me. In the beginning, he was bragging about how he made $100,000 a year. Okay, that's good money, but that's not like filthy rich wages. I mean, it's good money, but it is not enough to fund someone else's lavish lifestyle as well as your.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. You're 100% right. You can have a lavish lifestyle together in the same place,
yeah.
But to fund two separate, I mean, it does help that she lives in a third world country. That does help a little bit, you know, because the cost of luxurious things over there. It's not the way that if you were in Beverly Hills. Right. So it is possible, but you're right. $100,000 is not, that's not even considered rich anymore. That's just
really bad. If you $1,000 in California, that goes probably within a month. Yeah. I mean, $100,000 in California ain't nothing.
But if you think about Johan and Dumbass, when they were looking for a car, the cars over there were absolutely absurdly priced. They were like $35,000 for a used car. So I'm sure her car cost a lot.
It had to, because that's when we all learned that there is no car manufacturers out there, and they're all brought in on boats. So a 10-year-old car, we were like, why would you pay $15,000 for a 10-year-old car? It's because there's no cars being manufactured. So there's no overabundance of vehicles. Like in America, you go online, you open an app, you can find 50 cars within 20 miles of you that are for sale. It's such an overabundance. But we learned that pretty quick, that a 7-year-old Kia is 25 grand, in South Africa. And we're just like, I wouldn't pay for that fresh off the assembly line. I wouldn't pay that much. That's crazy. So
maybe they're saving money with her fake press-on nails.
Could be.
Possibly. Those look so painful because they were breaking. They looked really painful.
They're press-on nails. Those are not real nails. I mean, those are not like nails, like the gel or the acrylic. Those are press-ons. Why do you think that one popped off so easy?
Popping off. The little sticky glues.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What I wear is acrylic. These things ain't going nowhere.
Yep. Oh, so I thought when they broke it, broke some of your nail off. So it's not. Oh,
no, she got them press on nails. That's probably where they're saving. He's saving a little bit of money. That's probably how he can afford that luxurious car.
She has a nail tech.
She's got her Walmart nails on auto ship.
Well, she's in a nail tech, so she's probably doing it herself.
You don't get a nail tech and press nails on. That's not
Is how that works. Not the same?
No.
First of all, where'd she go to school? Where's her degree? You don't get to just go open a nail salon because you're bored. Like, you're 19. You haven't even had time to go to school. So she is not a certified nail technician. I don't give a shit if she's in a 15th world country. She is not a certified nail technician. Mm-hmm. There's no way. So this is press on bullshit in a cute little decorated room. She's got the off-brand press-on nails on auto ship on Walmart in different lengths. She's probably got the super glue coming in on auto ship too. Literally, when you look at it, there's a little table for her to sit down at. There's no acrylics. There's no gel. There's nothing. All these nails are already done. She just sticks them on.
Why do you think she tells Luke to be careful with her nails because they pop right off?
Yeah, I did notice that. She smacked him because he broke one of them, which I assumed it hurt.
It did.
Also,
not hurt. That's why
did you notice?
Turned around and punched him.
We never saw any customers in the nail salon. So that also, when you said that, because she was like supposedly taking calls and making appointments, we didn't see any actual nails being done or hair being done. That was weird too. So you might be on to something. She might not actually do any of that stuff. This might just be a shell business that sits there that is for the escort service that's being run. That just might be the front end of what it looks like on the outside. Like, there might be a whole lot more to this story that we haven't uncovered yet. Because it's interesting that they didn't film at all while there were people in there. When we saw Caesar's scenes, we saw him physically doing nails, right? Yeah. When we saw Molly's scenes, we saw her physically in her lingerie shop. We saw it. But when she filmed, it was just an empty building with just her pretending like she was on the phone. That's questionable too. So it's making me wonder if it's
a sign misspelled.
Well,
yes. We can't forget that.
Maybe because it's a shell. Maybe the escort service.
She ordered the freaking sign on Temu.
Can you order signs on Temu?
Sure.
I would have checked. So also, whoever prints signs, they should also spell check for you.
Yeah.
Because if somebody ordered something and they spell something wrong, I would just, out of courtesy, email and say, did you mean, and then spell it right, just to get a just to make sure, because if they find out later down the line that it's spelled, they might try to get a refund from me, and I'm not doing that. So I'm just gonna say it up front, like, hey, before I put all my time into printing out a sign that is spelled wrong because you can't spell, would you like me to spell check your work for you, because I'm not gonna give you a refund because you can't spell. So Sean has a ex-boyfriend that he is sex with. I call it an ex-boyfriend with benefits, I guess. So I have a bunch of questions about this situation. So Sean and Aaliyah are not intimate, and they haven't been intimate on this trip. They are in an open relationship, kind of. Aaliyah is, but isn't participating in any other activities that we know of, but Sean is. What's the point of them getting engaged and getting married and going through all of this if they're not going to be intimate? And then Sean even said, you know, if she was to have bottom surgery, you know, I don't see what this is, what's going to come from this. But I was like, does it really matter what she has down there? Y'all aren't having sex. Like, you have seen her in all this time. You went through so much trouble to do this proposal and to make everything perfect. And that would have been the perfect night to go home and be intimate. Right? After she says yes, after y'all are starting your lives together. And it seems like he's looking for a relationship with her minus the sex, the intimacy. Is that what y'all are getting? Like, it seems like he likes her companionship, but he wants the intimacy with somebody else.
He's a 60-something-year-old man with a 25-year-old girl. She's looking for a green card. He's playing along. That's all there is.
So you think that it's all about a green card with her? So it's not about, she doesn't want to have sex, basically. No. You think that this is totally fine the way it is, because she's making it seem like she doesn't like the open relationship, but...
If you felt like you were in the wrong body, would you want to have sex with anyone?
Well, first of all, if you are okay with your partner having sex with somebody else, then something's wrong. You ain't in it for the right reasons.
Yeah, but if you feel like you're the wrong gender, do you want to have sex? Not at all. Like, that's, you just wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable in my skin, probably. You know, like, there's a lot of people who say that they don't feel, like, if they do have to be intimate, they have to turn off the light. They don't feel comfortable in who they are. So I feel like she probably does feel that way, because doing that and sharing that moment with another person when you're not fully yourself yet might make you feel self-conscious, or you don't want them looking at certain things because you're not comfortable with those things. So I can understand that.
But at 25 years old, there's nobody out there that actually is like, man, this 65-year-old guy is fine as... That just doesn't happen, especially when they look like Burger King.
I think that the questions about the money and the life insurance showed a little bit of the intention, right? Like, she had to use Jackie, her friend Jackie, to get those questions asked. But she said in her little interview, it was very important that she got that information.
Prenup.
Yeah, she didn't know how to go about getting that information, but it was important to know, you know, what happens after he's gone? You know, what happens if the Burger King guy passes away? Who gets the fortune? You know, like, that was important for her to know. So, I mean, you might be onto something. It's probably, you know, she looks at, oh, did you see in the preview that he was funding the BBL? Did you see it? Because I said that earlier in the season. I was like, she wants to do all these changes and she wants to do the BBL. I feel like she's going to use Sean to get all this stuff done. And then once she gets over here, she's going to leave Sean for somebody her own age. Right? Like, I feel like that's exactly what's going to happen. Or she'll wait it out. You know, Sean is getting older. You know, she might wait it out, like an Anna Nicole Smith situation.
Yeah.
Right? You just kind of wait it out until everything falls into place. Yeah. Right?
I mean, he's 40 years older than her. That's a long time.
Yeah, it helps that he is fully mobile and he's doing good for his age. But when you
lived her life twice already.
Yeah.
Twice over. So he's had all these experiences. She's had none. She doesn't know who she is. She's trying to figure that out. Then she's going to come to a completely different country, a completely foreign country. This is just a shit show in the making.
Yeah. It's definitely.
Yeah. But I mean, that was wrong about her friend asking all those questions. I mean, cause her friend made her look guilty of a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, when you send someone to do your dirty work, it definitely makes you question intentions, right? When you send somebody to do your dirty work, you want questions asked or you want to do something, but you have to send somebody to do it for you. It makes you seem like you're sneaky. Right? You're being a sneaky link. You're trying to make it seem like you're innocent when you're not. You know, that's so many people will play the good, what do you call it? A wolf in sheep's clothing, right? You play like you're the sheep. You're so innocent. You have no bad intentions. And then you have people around you to do your dirty work. That's kind of how the mob started, right? I feel like that's exactly right. How the mob started. You just make sure you have people that'll do the terrible things you need done around you. And then your hands are always clean. Because you're not actually doing their work. And I feel like that's kind of what she needed her friend to do. Her friend just did it a little too, she came on too strong and it raised a lot of red flags. And I think that the prenup is going to be something that he's going to look into now because of it, because of how strong Jackie came on with the questions and wanting to know about his income and his life insurance. Because Angela said that too. She was like, what you want to know about my life insurance for? Are you trying to kill me?
They're not going to get married. This is all, again, bottom of the barrel. These are all people that didn't qualify for 90 Day Fiance because their stories are fake and blah, blah, blah. Like, none of this is legit.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question next. Do you think anybody from the season is going to? No, so absolutely nothing. Everybody is done deal.
Yep. Everybody's fake. I think because everybody's starting to realize how TLC is. Nobody wants to even go on the show anymore because it's fake.
Yep.
You know?
I do miss, I was watching, oh, so when you guys start watching the UK version, the new season, I was really happy because it reminded me so much of the beginning seasons of 90 Day Fiancé. Like the couples, the people, when we were meeting them, it was just so wholesome. Yeah. It was like, it was the American older woman obsessed with her 21-year-old Dominican boyfriend who's clearly a swanky panky who works at a hotel, right? Like it just gave me such good, wholesome beginning 90 Day vibes. And I was like, this is what I really miss. I feel like they swayed so far from the path of what the show used to be. I almost feel like we're not watching the same franchise. We're watching something else.
Yeah.
It's not even close to being believable anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, before we end, Sam and Citra welcomed their baby yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw that. So I want to say congrats to them. They didn't say if it was a boy or a girl yet, did they? I just saw
girl.
That. Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah.
I want to say congrats to them. I know it kind of seemed like she's been pregnant forever. Do y'all feel like that? Like, I feel like she's been pregnant for like a year. So she finally had her baby. I'm happy for her. Sam is really happy.
I personally don't feel that way. Because when we found out that they were pregnant was right around the same time I found out that I was going to be a grandma. And
oh, yeah.
I'm still 5 weeks out. So
is it only 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Are you like,
goodness.
Are you losing your mind right now? Because
so
anything less than 4 weeks, it could be any moment.
Her name is Willow.
You named her already?
No, that's,
oh,
that's,
I love
that's,
that
that's
name.
That's her real name. That's her name.
Did you name her or did your daughter? No.
Son and his wife named her. They decided her name is Willow Rain.
Oh, that's so pretty. Oh,
I love it.
I'm so happy for you. So we're going to already have to start planning now that we're going to not see you for a while.
Well,
when Willow arrives. Given, right? It's going to be a given. You're going to have so much bonding time ahead of you. We're so happy for you. And I know your first one, right? Like, this is a huge deal. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
All right, guys. So we're going to end tonight. Oh, I'm going to text you because I want to record an unexpected podcast, but it's going to be pre-recorded.
Okay.
We're going to text you with that. We're going to end tonight.
I want to be there.
Wait.
Do
you want to do it too? Okay. So
I'll text
the group chat and I'll try to figure out a time where we can record because it has to be pre-recorded. I'll tell you what's going on with that later on. But So yeah, sometime within the next couple of days, because we're like 3 episodes in, so we got to jump in now. But okay. I'll put that in the group chat so we can figure out a time. Thank you guys for joining tonight. Thanks for staying up with us. Wait, we're early. Thanks for skipping dinner with us, actually. I didn't eat yet. I'm starving, by the way. Make sure you're following my co-host, Kara and Didi. They're tagged in this video. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at George Masi, georgemasi.com. Anywhere you catch your podcast, type in the George Masi Show. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be back on Sunday for Happily Ever After, which there's a ton more episodes. But on Monday, this is the finale for Love in Paradise. And then we're jumping right into The Other Way, which I'm kind of excited about.
Thank you.
So, all right, guys. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to y'all really soon.
Bye. Bye. Bye.